play is by Joe Morello, and it is the second time that Balagula has worked with the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, which is also taking place this month at UK and around downtown Lexington. But it's the second time they've worked with them on a playwriting competition. And this play, EGO, The Passions of Eugene Gladstone O'Neill, was the winner of the competition. Joe Morello, the writer, is just a huge Eugene O'Neill fan and scholar. And so she really dives into his life, and particularly the two women, his second wife and his third wife, Agnes and Carlotta, and the roles that they played in sort of developing O'Neill to the sort of mythic figure in theater that we have today.
And unlike past productions, Balagula Theater is going to be performing in a whole new venue.
That's right. People are used to seeing Balagula at Natasha's Bistro and Bar, and they've really carved out a unique and kind of quirky theater space within the restaurant where they normally do their shows. But considering this was done with the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, and that's going to bring in an audience of its own for this production, just sort of the prestige of the event, they are going to produce this show in the Downtown Arts Center. And talking to the director, Kathy Ellis, she says that is really the best place to do this show, that it is sort of, you know, Eugene O'Neill has these two wives and multiple locations where the story takes place all across the United States and Europe, and it covers more than three decades. And so being kind of an epic tale, the Downtown Arts Center gives them more room to kind of tell that epic story in an epic way. They're going to be doing it in The Round, which if you've ever seen a show in The Round at the DAC, it's really, it might just be the coolest way that they do shows in there. So this is going to be quite a move for Balagula Theater, but they've been, you know, growing over the years, and so I certainly think they're ready for it.
Scarefest, of course, is this weekend in downtown Lexington, and actor Malcolm McDowell is going to try again to come to Lexington.
That's right. He was scheduled to come last year and derailed at the last minute by some scheduling difficulties, and so they're hoping to bring him in. Also on the schedule are several actors from the HBO series True Blood, which just announced that this coming, its next season, will be its last, but it has certainly carved out its own identity as a sexy, engaging vampire story on cable, and you know that whole genre of cable series that sort of push boundaries and take very unique turns in their storytelling. But overall, Scarefest is a big time for people to come out and see stars of horror films and films about paranormal things and things of that sort. And, you know, it's interesting. I am not really into the horror genre myself, but people who are into it are really into it, and they know the actors, and they have, you know, favorite parts and aspects of the films that they're really into, and that's what events like Scarefest try to bring out, is, you know, the things that are really going to appeal to them.
And something else that's very appealing to Kentuckians are fall festivals. Seems like we have dozens of them, and you guys are providing, you know, the Herald Leader, that is providing an outline of what's available this autumn.
You do have this run from, like, September to November, where it's just like a festival, if not, you know, half a dozen festivals a weekend. And so we've definitely gotten into the routine of every fall taking a weekend or a section to collect them all together so people can sort of make their plans, because they also spread out across the region. So, you know, you kind of often need to plan for this. But, lots of different types of events for people to catch.
Rich, thanks a lot.
Thank you.